It is 7:45. We'll get back to traffic here in just a second, but I was talking to Ann Johnsos, who produces this program, the other day, and you said you had a new friend in town, a new playdate in town, a new friend, somebody that we should know. You want to introduce her?
Yeah, here's Tanya Babich. She is the newest anchor on the morning news for WLS-TV.
Welcome to town.
Thank you.
From last gig, what town?
Last gig was in Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, we love Syracuse. At least those of us who spent time in upstate New York. I know you're a Cornell University alum.
I am. I have my degree in government from Cornell. And then somebody one day after I graduated, because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, I was actually interviewing to be an intelligence officer in Canada, where I'm from originally.
A spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was...
Are you a spy now?
I am not. No. I give away secrets now.
I was going to say,
you say that,
but then again, how would we know?
You wouldn't know.
Well, that's a very good point.
You wouldn't know.
So you just took it to liking to TV immediately?
No. What happened was I was interviewing to be an intelligence officer, thought that's what I was going to do with my life. I was doing some public speaking in Toronto, part of the Serbian community there. My dad is from the former Yugoslavia, so I was always very involved. City official comes up to me afterward and said, "You are really good at that. Have you ever thought about getting into broadcasting?"
And one thing leads to another.
I applied to Northwestern about a couple of weeks later, and I was admitted the following May.
And then you met mean Professor Johnsos.
She was not mean, but she did not give me an easy time. I have very vivid memories of certain things that she conditioned into me. One was the pronunciation of the word comptroller.
What were you call con versus comp?
Yeah, what did you call it? I have none of these.
Was it
comptroller?
Yeah.
Emphasis on the Oler,
yeah.
And whipped it out of me.
Now, as a native Canadian,
yes,
I don't hear that many ooftas and a's and various Canadian things.
No.
Worked out of it, or you never really had it?
Shamed out of it.
Too many newsrooms.
You know what? My 4 years at Cornell, I was made fun of mercilessly for saying things like out and about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not even that bad.
I can't even say it, as much of a Canadian accent as a lot of my friends still do who are north of the border.
Well, I was going to say, as a native Ithacan, because I grew up in Ithaca, I don't know how anybody can criticize the accent. But then again, we're talking about Cornell. These are people from all over the world.
Yeah,
I would
all
think
over the
be...
world, mostly the tri-state area. You know, it's geographically diverse, I'll say.
Well, I got to say, this whole spy thing's working out for you, because almost no accent at all, and the idea that you're on TV, great cover.
Yeah.
Can you stick around a second? Let's
Absolutely.
Talk more about your
I
new
would
gig.
Love to. Yeah.
All right. 7:48, and let's get to the traffic. But first, Mary, here's this.
It's sponsored by Mueller Woodfield Acura.
Can we get a little music before we get a little music? Can we get a little music before we get? There we go. Tanya Babich is new to Channel 7, reports in the morning, fills in anchoring as well, and getting to know everybody over at Channel 7. A fine group of people, I think, so far. What do you think?
I'm among a group of giants.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
It's humbling.
Yeah, it's nice. By the way, you should say hi to a fellow TV type over here. Andrea Darlis, when she's not here, works at Channel 9. And I know you guys will viciously compete with each other.
Not at all. So. You know what?
No, we actually all have a great time. I see Diane and Courtney and everybody. Mm-hmm. We're all friendly competitors.
And the nice thing about mornings, you know, I call the morning cruise in general, you know, it's a happy little island, because we are removed from the other day parts. And,
that's
you know,
true.
And we work so closely together that it's generally a really harmonious dynamic, even between the stations.
And it's so early. There's nobody else up at that hour to talk to at 3 in the morning.
News directors are still sobering up. Management's not until
noon.
And
a crime scene.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bonding experience.
Now, more of the small world stuff. Our friend Jordan here is an SU alum. When did you graduate?
2008.
And were you on TV in 2008 in Syracuse?
I was, yes.
Do you remember ogling Tanya from afar while you were in your dorm?
You know, it's funny because my girlfriend when I was in college was interning at WSYR.
Really?
And so I would end up watching the WSYR news often. And it was funny because...
We're going to have to play the name game, because I knew some of the interns back then.
When I saw your name on the rundown this morning, I was like, could that be the same person? I mean, I honestly thought, what are the odds? But yeah,
there aren't too
are.
Many Tanya Babiches in the world.
Tanya with a J.
Tanya with a J. Yes, it's an Eastern European thing. People think I just did it for fun.
By the way, Jordan's nickname is Restraining Order, so I don't want you to be nervous.
Jordan, I got to ask you, though, have you been following the Orange?
I have. It's been a fun year.
It has been a spectacular season.
You know, you mentioned Syracuse, and I'm glad you brought up the Syracuse basketball team because Syracuse has this reputation of being Central New York's Buffalo. Like, all it does is snow there, and nobody – and it's such a great town. It's got a ton of stuff to do because it's not a huge town, but it's a good-sized city.
It is.
It's got culture. Concerts actually come to town. Theater comes through town. I think Syracuse is a gem and obviously a world-class university.
It is. And, you know, we had such a large viewership area in Syracuse that I got to see all different parts of upstate New York. I mean, really, to the Canadian border and all the way down south to the Pennsylvania borderline. And, you know, where my heart is in upstate New York from my days at Cornell and where I lived previously before I moved to Chicago is in the Finger Lakes.
No, it's beautiful. As I said, I grew up there.
You know, so. And again, the perk of the morning news, you know, I could work morning news hours and I'd ask my nanny to stay a little bit later with the girls. I'd go paddleboarding in the summertime on the lake.
Me too, when I wasn't surfing or sailing.
It is such
a never-ending world of the lakes for me, Tanya.
Quality of life.
We do not recommend you do that on the Chicago River.
I will not.
Thank you.
Thank you for the ice nugget of wisdom.
All right, so let's help you out now with a couple of suggestions on fun stuff to do around here. Especially, and you guys could text this in as well. You got a great place for a single mom to take her kids for, you know, now dinner for you is what, 4 in the afternoon, 4:30?
Three
in the afternoon. No, great kid ideas. I'm sure you'd love more of those, even though I'm sure people are helping out. What do? You run?
Yoga. Yes, I do a lot of yoga.
You got a yoga place?
I like to stand on my head.
You got a yoga place?
I do. I go to a gym and then I supplement with yoga classes.
What do you need help with? That's what we need to help you with.
What do I need help with? Wow. You know what? I was talking to Steve Dolinsky, our food critic, about this the other day. I said, Steve, you know, let's say I have a destination in mind. You know, I have a friend who's coming to town in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to go up to the, you know, the bar up in Trump Tower. You know, great view, good cocktails.
Right.
But I wanted to go to some, you know, to dinner somewhere else beforehand. I said, Steve, how do you choose?
It is true in Chicago.
There are so many extraordinary places
to
choose
from. It's not like Vinny's House of Pasta and a McDonald's.
How do I put my finger on where I'm going to go?
Oh, what did he say?
You know, he gave me some great advice. There's an app that he likes to use called Raved.
He likes it
better than, you know, than some others that do similar things. And you can actually follow celebrity chefs. You can follow Steve on Raved and follow their reviews of these places here locally.
It sounds sort of like Rotten Tomatoes, the movie thing for food, maybe, that kind of thing.
It's great. I've looked it up already.
Well, listen, it's great to have you here. And thanks for helping us out when we've obviously done very little for you. But I hope you can come by and tell us more stories about Ann.
Oh, I plan to.
You're part of the family now. We're going to watch over you.
Right. And Andrea, you guys protect each other.
I got her back.
When you're out covering stories.
I appreciate that.
And two children, 3 and 1?
Yeah, 1.5. That's Lola.
Okay.
And Addie is 3.
And you were telling me the 3-year-old is going on 13?
That's exactly right.
Every mother driving to work with a daughter now goes, yep, been there. Yep. The hair fights should start any minute now, I suppose, right?
You know, the hair fights are not really the problem right now. Adelaide, for the last 3 days, has worn a Minnie Mouse dress. She refuses to wear socks, leggings, pants, if I can get her to leave the house. If.
Right.
It's snow pants only.
She's putting her tiny foot down.
Snow pants and the Minnie Mouse dress, and she is a giant ball of hair. Both of my children have extraordinary hair, and it looks like Adelaide has been set in Velcro rollers on any given morning when she wakes up. So
but
if you ever see this little Minnie Mouse walking around with a giant helmet of hair and snow
that's
pants.
That's your girl.
That is my oldest daughter, Adelaide.
That's your girl. It's funny, because the guy that normally is here, Dave Ennett, was in a Minnie Mouse dress the last 3 days, which is why he's not here today. So, but congratulations on the gig.
Thank you.
I know you're going to love Chicago.
I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, couple minutes for you. Back after this on 720 WGN.
Rizzo hits a drive. It's got a chance. Grand slam.
The passion.
Out of the way.
The pride.
Wood is going to walk off to a thunderous ovation.
The Cubs. The countdown. The 2014 season. At Wrigley Field.